Lessons number 21 through 24 are all taken from the lecture The State of Vision by Neville Goddard. Now, what I want you to do while we're covering these four lessons, the first four lessons out of the next 10, is to notice that Neville titles this lecture The State of Vision. Remember, a state to Neville Goddard is something that we can fall into, or a state that we can create, or one of the spiritual states which is eternal. And the state of vision is a really remarkable lesson in that context, because Neville was describing the state that creates the state of the wish fulfilled. So, without any further ado, let's dive right in. Lesson 21, notice how your mind works. Choose the medium best for you and use it. Sound seems the easiest for many. Yet if you love someone, you will know the touch of their flesh and odor. If man didn't have a distinctive odor, how could a bloodhound find him? We think only in terms of the skunk ring, and how it can be used against a man because it is unique. But there is no dubious odor. There is no dubious voice. A voice can be imitated, but if recorded, its graph would not be like the original. You are unique, and when you love someone dearly, you know their voice and what they feel like. And if you are close to them, you know their odor. Share the news of your good fortune with them. Hear them emphasize with you. Listen to their voice carefully and revel in what you are hearing. Believe in what you have heard, and you have impregnated yourself with the message. Fall into the depth of self, using as many of your senses as possible to achieve the vision you desire to appear. Again, that's Neville Goddard from The State of Vision. Now, the lesson and the takeaway. Now, the next few lessons will help you discover how to use the specific way your mind is wired to have the most effective sessions. Some people feel images as most real. Other people experience the shift that when they hear something. All people tend to anchor in their results more solidly when they include touch, a sensory-based sensation. Explore the next few lessons and notice which ones feel more real to you. Now, as a note here, what I would encourage you to do is to play with all of them, because literally, the more senses that you build into your sessions, the more effectively they're going to be. And obviously, some people are going to be more impacted by sound or impacted by visual or by feeling, touching something. But what's really important to remember is your reality, that your physical reality is based on all of those and more, including the sense of odor, the sense of smell. This is one of the things which is really, really cool when it comes to the work of Neville. Now, a lot of people that we talk to, they tell us, well, I visualize and nothing happens. Well, visualization is of images, obviously, of either movies or of still images. And one of the things that we've noticed is visual is very important because the eyes are wired right into the back of the brain, essentially, you know. But what we want to notice is that, you know, visualization is a little bit of a cheating term. You know, an imaginal session involves, you remembering to include sound, to include touch, to include emotion as well as physical touch. You know, there's the lessons of the wedding ring where you feel the sensation of the wedding ring, but also the emotions of the pride, for example, of the person, your pride or your love for the person who's placed the ring on your finger as well. So we want to notice how your mind works, what out of picture, sounds, feeling, odor, etc. What are the most effective for you? But you want to include them all anyway. So feel free to explore these pretty heavy duty, because it's a lot of fun discovering exactly how your mind works and which one of them tends to really kick it over the edge for you. Lesson 22. If hearing feels most real. So Neville says, perhaps the sense of hearing is most developed in you. If so, you can single out a voice and hear it with such clarity that you become self-persuaded its words are true. Your sense of hearing can be developed to the degree that you can shut out all other senses and believe in what you are hearing. When the words take on the tones of reality and you are self-persuaded that it is so, the event has been impregnated upon you. And what do you do after impregnation? Nothing. You simply carry the knowledge that in its normal, natural time, that's what you heard so clearly will be born. Now, What I want to toss into this right here, as far as the lesson and the takeaway goes, listen to the voices of your friends as they talk to each other, excited about your experiences, your breakthroughs, and your transformations. That's third person listening. There's, you know, five major ways which this is done, and this is just one of them. Listening to your friends as they talk to each other. Okay, you can also listen to a friend talking to you, telling you how happy they are for you, happy about your accomplishments, happy about your breakthroughs, and how they ask you questions like, wow, what happened? You know, when did you know? When did you first find out? You know, allow yourself to experience that. Listen to a friend talking to you. The third, you know, the word that we're sharing in today, is you want to hear your own voice. This is first person. Okay, as you reply with thankfulness, joy, appreciation for your new circumstances. You know, when you let out a wahoo or yep, thank you, oh, this is awesome. You know, that's you speaking. So that's first person. A friend talking to you is second person. And people talking about you is third person. There's more positions with that, and you'll see a link under Lesson 22 to explore some of those on the Free Neville Goddard site. So try all three positions, and again, find which one feels most real for you. In lesson number 23, Neville shares about the lesson of touch. He says, with that, she began to set the table in her imagination. She put on her best tablecloth, her nicest plates, even lit a candle in preparation for the food to come. Then she fell asleep and began to dream. As she lifted the cover from a beautiful platter, she heard a ring which persisted until she awoke to realize that it was her telephone. The caller was a friend of her mother's whom she hadn't seen for years. The lady said, suddenly I've been having the greatest longing for a meal you prepared for your mother and me several years ago. Would you please do it again tonight if I bring over the ingredients? Now, the key here, the Neville shares, he also says, although this lady is a great artist, she has developed the sense of touch. She fell asleep touching the plates and the silver, and awoke touching the cover to a platter filled with food. Now, think about this. On a metaphorical level, you always set the table in your imagination. The imagination is first. It's what prepares the way for the meal that follows. Now, you don't set a table hoping that a meal's coming. You set the table knowing that a meal's coming. It's just like you know, using the imagination in a session is like going to grandma's house. You don't hope, as a family would go out and would get in the car and would go to grandma's house. And we didn't hope we were going to get there. I mean, that would be a really terrifying trip. You know, what we did, we got in the car and we knew we were going to grandma's house. We didn't know what would happen between here and there. And we didn't know what would even happen when we got there. But that's how a session works. You know, getting in the car means we're going to grandma's house. Doing a session means that that's what is showing up in my life. And to finish up this little session here, lesson number 23, there are two ways to touch. One is to touch with sensation, and the second is to touch with emotion. Okay, you touch with sensation. If I pick up, I have an ink pen on the table, and I can pick it up and I can feel the weight of that. I can even just do that in my imagination. I can pick up the ink pen and remember when Victoria gave it to me, and that's emotion. And if you touch with both sensation and emotion, that tends to make your sessions even more powerful and even more realistic. So, lesson number 24, the smell of success. Neville says, money has an odor all its own. Blindfold yourself and smell a dozen different pieces of paper. Make one of them a dollar, five, or $10 bill. And the moment it reaches your nose, you will know that it's money, for there's something different about it. Everything has an odor. My brother Victor is a successful businessman. When I questioned him about his success, he said, I love the odor of business. When I open the store in the morning, I love the smell emitting there. Again, that's from The State of Vision by Neville Goddard. When I was practicing for tournaments and preparing my mind to fight, I would actually smell the sweat of success, you know, the sweat that implied that I fought the good fight. I would also smell the smell of the trophy. I remember when I was young, I figured this out. I smelled a trophy. I wanted to know what it felt like. I picked one up. I wanted to feel it in my hands. I also knew the smell of my father. You know, you people, again, like Neville says, people that you love, you know they have different smells. And I could smell my dad as he shook my hand congratulating me on yet another trophy that was well won. So smell, by the way, is one of the most effective triggers in a session. So explore it, use it. Explore what it's like to smell money inside your wallet. I used to do that. I'd smell what money smelled like inside my leather wallet. And again, what a great trigger and an anchor to use in your sessions. So have fun with it. And again, explore the world of the senses. This world of Neville isn't just about causing something in the future. It's about being more alive now. You're paying more attention to your senses. You know, in just by doing that, by smelling money and smelling your wallet and smelling, you know, literally smelling the people that you love and the places that you love, that will enrich your world as well. So take the time to explore the gifts of the world that you have around you and incorporate that into your sessions. Lesson 25, how to get lucky. Neville says, I'm interested in sports. I do not go to the races often, but I do enjoy watching the feature race on TV every Saturday. Last week, a young jockey by the name of Angel Cordova was interviewed after winning the feature race. Wearing gay colors and looking almost like a circus clown, he was asked about his riding ability, and he answered, the ability to ride has nothing to do with winning. It is all in the feeling lucky. I could ride the best horse there is, but if I do not feel lucky, he won't come in first. And that is from God's Plan of Redemption. So the lesson and the takeaway. Feeling lucky, feeling blessed, feeling fun, alive, strong, powerful, loving. That is the Christ. Feeling is what causes action in your life. And what Neville shares is to embrace the feeling that you need to be your ideal. A successful writer feels a certain way when he's writing, holding the keyboard, expressing the words that he knows will impact millions. I embody that feeling when I write, and that's when the words start to flow. Now, the key is you want to ask yourself the question, what are the feelings that you wish to embody today? What are the feelings you wish to embody that make the man, woman of your ideal? You see, it's not just about feeling it real so something happens in the future. It's about feeling it real to the point where something happens now. And when you feel it real now, you're blessed now. Your body changes, your biochemistry changes, your thought processes change. And that will help not only change the world around you, but it'll build into skills and the belief systems and the structures you need to live as that ideal man or woman that you choose to be. If you're going to build wealth into your life, if you're going to build increasing wealth into your life, you know, that's the way to do it. By the way, a very powerful phrase right there. If you're going to build increasing wealth. See, if you say to yourself, well, I'm doing this so I can become rich, you've automatically implied that you currently aren't. But if you are doing your sessions to increase your wealth, I'm doing my sessions to increase my wealth, to increase my health, to increase my success. Again, that changes everything. That moves, you know, the focus on someday I'll be wealthy, healthy, yada, 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 successful, to I am experiencing that now, and I'm experiencing greater heights of that now. So pay attention to these little pieces of language that you use in daily life. Lesson number 26, what really creates wealth? How many people today can pinpoint their success or failure to their imagination? The average man will say, John Brown did it, or the storm, or the president. Only a few will confess that their success or failure was created in their imagination. But I tell you, Christ in you creates your life, for you are all imagination, and your imagination can be used for good or for evil. When you think of God as a man of imagination, you are recognizing the power behind the mask God wears. Rather than giving credit to the mask, praise the wearer, who is Christ. It is Christ who erupts from within us. It is Christ who comes out of the skull of the mask he wears. Christ is the one who bears the name I Am, which is what the words Jesus, Joshua, and Jehovah really mean. The lesson and the takeaway. I started teaching rare and odd kung fu methods on video back in 2001. I imagine in the world there were probably a few thousand people who could have done what I was doing, teaching something similar to what I know on video to make money. I was one out of about three that I could find. three people in the whole world who imagined that teaching these kung fu methods this way was possible. Now, it wasn't eBay that made me a success. It wasn't the stack of video recorders I used to make copies of my tapes. What it was, the source of my success, was my wonderful human imagination. Taking what I had in the world of stones, the facts, the physical things, and creating a new reality with them. Thousands of lives were impacted by those videos, and a handful of great relationships were formed as well. And also a great story to share with you here. I recognize the true creator of the wealth, and to this day, I create wealth using this creative power. And you can do the same. Notice what you have in your world. It might be stuff, it might be people, it might be circumstance that the wonderful human imagination can use to change your life and the lives of those around you that you serve. See, what you have in your life are stones. Yeah, I had kung fu. I had a video recorder. Yeah, I had an idea. Well, see, the kung fu and the video recorder, those were stones. I read a little bit about online marketing and reproducing videos and stuff. Okay, that was water, mental understanding. But imagining that it was truly possible for me to the point where I took action on it, that was water into wine. Imagining to the point where the universe moves. And remember, your body is part of the universe. Now, back to Neville. Neville's brother saw a building, and he saw that building changed. He saw it with the Goddard name on it. And his family was blessed, his island was blessed, and Neville was blessed. And today we're blessed with the story, all because Neville's brother chose to imagine what's possible. Lesson 27, use the universal feeling of security. Neville says, "Let me tell you of two ladies who came to my meetings, one here on the West Coast and the other in New York City. Both ladies were financially embarrassed. They had no money and no one to turn to. All I asked them to do was assume the feeling of financial security. One lady immediately began to search for the feeling of security. Every day she imagined having all the money she needed to take care of her desires. Then one day she visited a friend, where she met a man she had known intimately 30-odd years ago. When he learned she was penniless, he set up a trust fund for her, providing her with more than she needed to live graciously. When the other lady heard the story, she too began to assume she had plenty. She told me that in the matter of 1 week, money began coming in. What did they do? They used their human imagination." That's from God's Plan of Redemption. Now, what I want you to do is think about this. All you have to do is assume the feeling of financial security, and then let the fun begin. You might manifest a building to build a business like Victor did. You might meet an old friend that gives to you greatly like the lady did above. You get to choose the level you wish to live at. A lot of people think that, well, you know, this is the way it is. You get to choose the level of financial security and abundance that you have in your life. And then you get to discover how you get to participate that. And that way will be unique to you. Again, use your wonderful human imagination and enjoy becoming the new you. Lesson number 28, what is the world? What is success? Neville says, "Everything that takes place in your world is but a movement within God. Everyone is free to choose the state he wishes to occupy. You imagined yourself into your present state. If you don't like it, you must imagine yourself out of it and into another. It's all a matter of movement." So, by the way, this is from A Movement Within God. Remember the exercises we shared earlier? There were two lessons on exercise. There was an exercise where you saw the wall behind you, and then there was the exercise where Neville went outside and looked at the marquee of the building. It's all about movement. So this lesson, lesson 28, focuses on the fact that movement, everything that takes place in the world, is a movement within God. There are no exceptions. In the lessons on Esau and Jacob, remember Esau, the physical world, and those who believe in the power of the physical world must serve Jacob. That is the imagination, and those who believe and live from the power of the imagination. You see, you've got a choice. You can be Esau or you can be Jacob. What kind of world do you choose to live in? You know, you can generally start imagining you know, the qualities of the world. You know, literally, people that walk around focused on cold, hard cash, hard-earned money. Well, that's how cash and money start to behave for them. On the other hand, you can begin to understand, you know what, money and finances flow freely for me. And they flow that way in the world generally. All you have to do is decide that's the flow you wish to live in. And remember, you can be Esau or you can be Jacob. If you believe in the power of the world, you will be Esau. And you will serve someone's imagination. You will serve the imagination in some way. On the other hand, if you decide to live as Jacob and realize the power that you are, the human imagination, you know, literally the whole universe, including your body, the whole universe, including people around you that have no clue as to what's going on, quote unquote, will serve the objectives that you hold in mind. That's why we focus on the good. And that's why we focus on change that contributes to, you know, contributes to the world. Let's continue on with lesson 29. This is, again, from A Movement Within God, and this is about Victor's success story. Neville says, "You can put me to the test tonight by learning how to move. My brother Victor learned how to move into riches when he had nothing. Living on borrowed money and trying to operate a little shop on a side street, Victor would stand before one of the largest buildings in the island and see J.N. Goddard & Sons on the marquee, instead of the existing N.F.N. Roach & Company. This he did every day until the idea was fixed in his mind's eye. 2 years later, the business failed." You may think that was wrong, but nothing is wrong in God's name. We ate of the tree of millennium and fell into right and wrong. That's a side note by Neville. "When the building was put up for sale, a man we hardly knew bought it from my brother, and the sign was changed from F.N. Roach & Company to J.N. Goddard & Sons. What did my brother do? He moved his imagination. He had no money when he purchased the building in 1922. Now in 1967, I don't think you could buy the family out for $25 million. I own 10% of the stock, but I do not know its value. I came here to tell you not how to make money, but how to operate the law of identical harvest, so that if everything is taken tonight from you, tonight you can rebuild it tomorrow." And again, that's from A Movement Within God by Neville. The lesson and the takeaway. Victor went from living on borrowed money to housing one of the largest buildings on the island with his business. He used the power of vision, and the results were inevitable. Notice he had a single act in his mind that implied that this was already done. And that act was to sign on the building with the family name Goddard. This is the law of identical harvest. This is exactly what all this course is about. It's about operating the law of identical harvest. So you can make all the money you want. You can have all the success you desire. Remember, though, that movement begins within the mind, and it is expressed through all the universe. Lesson 30. What are you becoming? This is how it works. I imagine myself into what I am, and I can imagine myself into what I want to be. I am forever becoming what I imagine myself to be it good, bad, or indifferent. There is no deity on the outside who condemns or causes you to do what you are doing. You moved into the state you are now occupying, either wittingly or unwittingly. For God and your own wonderful human imagination are one. So when you say, "I and my Father are one," you are speaking of your human imagination. And that is from A Movement in God by Neville. So Neville reveals something, again, very, very simple. You've imagined yourself into what you are now, what you're experiencing life as. You've imagined a specific level of prosperity, and that's where you are. The good news is you can imagine yourself into something new, something more pleasing, and you choosing that and doing your sessions based on that, yeah, that's entirely up to you. So just think about this. If you want to dance more, appropriate the feeling of dancing. If you want your life to be more orgasmic, more energized, then dive into that yummy pool of orgasmic, energized sensation. Now, I grew up thinking that I didn't know the right people, I didn't have the right pool, and, well, you know, that worked against me. Because, of course, I didn't know the right people, and I didn't have the right pool, and, well, I began to realize something. I and my Father are one. Okay, I not only knew the big guy, the right people. I was one with the big cheese, the big kahuna. I was one with him. You know, when you begin to realize that you're one with God, that your wonderful human imagination and consciousness that you are, you cannot be separated from the big cheese. And again, I'm using these terms because they're a lot lighter than some of the other ones. But we weren't separated from the big cheese for eating apples. We weren't kicked out of the Garden of Eden. We fell into a sleep while in the garden. And in this shared dream, we've dreamt that we left the garden and we've been creating all sorts of adventures and misadventures. As you wake up to the promise and you realize the oneness that we are, you get to notice, you know, as water, you can literally choose what vessel you want to fill. You and I will always be water. And I don't mean this in the sense that Neville uses the word. But literally, you can take on the shape of whatever vessel you imagine. So just remember, you can adopt any shape. You can adopt any state. And that's what we encourage you to do. You know, explore these lessons and apply them. Again, take the facts of the lessons. You know, Neville shares a lot of facts. We're sharing some facts from my life. And we're sharing some tiny little insights that will help you, or we've organized these in a very, very particular way so that they build on one another. And so you can take these mental understandings and they'll help you change your mental understanding of what Neville's about and what you're about to change. But the real power again comes from that water into wine bit. You actually doing it. You actually deciding, you know what? This is what I choose to feel. Doing your sessions and feeling something is real to the point where it changes your body chemistry and that changes your life. So, just remember, what are you becoming? You're becoming whatever you imagine yourself to be. Good, bad, or indifferent. So, let's imagine good.